This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a consultant? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Karen Patanog from Airbon Consultants. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Liz. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Karen, please tell us about your company and what you do.
So I sell health and wellness. I'm particular that they are clean products, ones that help you become strong and healthy on the inside, and ones that make you look and feel beautiful on the outside. And I do that through Airbon. So I could tell you some more about that if you'd like.
Absolutely. How did you get into the business and how long have you been there?
So before clean and vegan skincare and that sort of those types of terms were even well known, the founder of Airbon believed that there were a lot of chemicals in products and that they were not very beneficial for you. So he formed this company to specialize in the botanical-based products with a significantly higher ingredient standard. And he named it Airbon, which is after a Switzerland little town, and it stands for beautiful tree. So and they have nutritional products like protein shakes, protein bars, sports drinks, other beneficial hydration drinks. And they have this really awesome gut health product that really gets you in great shape and gives you all sorts of energy. And that's for your inside. And then they have skincare and personal care products like your shampoo and your deodorant, things like that, and makeup. And those are products for your outside. So it's a holistic philosophy for total wellness. And we've been in business for over 40 years. So I started back by Lipstick, a local consultant that also had sold Airbon, had told me about the toxins that were in my lipstick, like lead and other nasty things. And so that's kind of was the hook. So whenever you have lipstick on, if you ever take a sip of a drink, you'll see the lip marks on the glass or on your coffee mug, or even if you were to watch, if you took a bite of a sandwich, you could actually see lipstick on the bread. So essentially, you can see that you are eating your lipstick and all those toxins with it. So
that was actually my next question was going to be, what are the myths and misconceptions of the industry? That's a good one.
So that's, and I can tell you a few that are really, really important for listeners to hear about. So one of the biggest misconceptions is that a lot of products make a blanket statement that they make their products with non-toxic ingredients. Simply if they use water in one of them, well, water by itself is non-toxic. So therefore, they make the claim made with non-toxic ingredients. They just don't tell you about all the toxic ones. So think of fruit juice. You go in the store and you get a bottle of fruit juice and it says right on the label, made with 10% real fruit juice, leaving you to wonder, well, what's in the other 90%? So that's an example. But another myth would be many people think our FDA protects us by banning the bad or toxic ingredients for us. There are more and more people that are becoming familiar with the European Union standard and how they ban over 1,600 toxic chemicals from being used in all of these products, our personal care and our skincare and our makeup. And that goes for all people. So, but the myth and the important thing to hear here is that our FDA only bans 8 toxic chemicals, 8 out of the 1,600 that the European Union bans. Even more important is Airbon bans over 2,000 ingredients. And so they always take the standard much higher than what is required from really anywhere in the world. So, and the last really quick myth I want to tell you about is a lot of people will say, well, my skin is my barrier of protection and it'll stop the toxins from getting in. But that couldn't be further from the truth, because did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for what you put on your skin to be in your body and affecting your organs?
Wow. Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
So I love to go shopping with my girlfriends. We love to go to the local farmers markets and the local craft stores and the local farms that are around. I love to give back to the local businesses. I'm a local business. I love to give back to them. And I also like to research healthy alternatives. Probably no surprise there. So, but I like, I even look into things like Eastern medicines and how they can be a part of like my regimen. I like to exercise, and that's a great time for me to watch all of my personal favorite TV shows, and just enjoy, different things like that.
Right. Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life's challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
One of the first things that came to mind is that, Liz, when I was a teenager, both of my parents died. So my dad was a well-respected doctor and surgeon, and I used to help him in his practice. And my mom was his RN. So getting involved in health and wellness was kind of a natural progression for me. But in the absence of my parents, I now had to research everything myself. So I worked hard at this because I both wanted and I felt I should be credible so that people know that they can trust my guidance. So after my Bachelor of Science, I went in through a 2-year program in functional medicine and became a functional medicine practitioner, so that I have the knowledge to back up my recommendations on the different products from Arbonne that I would recommend for someone. So people don't just go on my website and buy products. They get me. They get the opportunity to directly contact me and get guidance first.
What about one thing you do wish our listeners knew about Arbonne?
So one of the important things I'd like our listeners to know is that it took me a tremendous amount of time looking into Arbonne before I would even recommend their products. And I really researched them because one of the things, their philosophies, is they believe in empowering people. They believe in being authentic through community that is diverse, inclusive, and welcoming. So they are committed to the planet through greener packaging and a responsible recycling program. They believe in the holistic approach to beauty, health, and well-being, focusing on the whole person to help them flourish from the inside out. And they are vegan and cruelty-free, and they're basically about 44 years old. And so back then, it was a big thing that different makeup companies, things like that, they would make products, they would test them on animals. And the one thing about Arbonne is that they are completely cruelty-free and they never once ever tested any of their ingredients on any animals. And their products are formulated without gluten, and they're plant-based and they're grounded in science and clinical research.
How can our listeners learn more about Arbonne?
So I think, first and foremost, they can check out my website page, which is the karenpatino.arbonne.com. I have a Facebook page. They can check out my Facebook page, which is Karen P. - Arbonne Independent Consultant. Or they can always text me at 413-218-3533. So that's how they can get in touch with me. But there's a couple of the things I'd like to say if we have the time.
Sure.
So a couple of things about Arbonne is, well, one of the most important things that I think is really important for people to know is that our nutritional products, they actually taste great all by themselves. So if, for instance, if you took our essential meal protein powder, I'll use chocolate as an example, and you can just add water to it, nothing else, and shake it up, and it tastes fabulous. And the same thing, you could take that same exact product and you could add hot water to it and make an awesome hot cocoa. So, and one that is packed with protein and all sorts of really good nutritional elements people might recognize, like avocado oil and quinoa and pumpkin seeds and just different, you know, these are different types of healthy elements that should round out. Their protein powder has all 9 essential amino acids in it. So it is a completely full meal replacement that is medical grade. And it would be awesome for, say, the elderly instead of things like Boost or Ensure, because not only does it taste great, but it has every one of the amino acids, as well as all the nutrition that they really do need.
Great. Well, Karen, I really appreciate you being on our show. We wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. And I'd love, you know, if any of your listeners want to give me a call or contact me in any way, I'm happy to answer any further questions, let them know more about Arbonne. There's really so many wonderful things about the company and the reason why I can be proud to represent them.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com or call 413-414-5940.